We welcome in studio guest. Turn on your microphone. Chance Roddy in. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're a student at Van Buren, so you were going to get a delay anyway for coming in on the radio,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So here you are. And how old are you, Chance?
I am 12 years old. I'm going to be 13 in 5 days. Six.
You're not counting.
4 days.
Teenager.
Yeah.
Anybody giving you a hard time about that? Being a teenager?
My mom.
How does she feel about that?
She's like, Chance, you're going to be a teenager. Just every single day.
It's going to happen sooner or later, right?
Yeah.
Well, Chance, you're in to talk about James and the Giant Peach, which is happening at the Fort Finley Playhouse, and it's opening weekend. It's for the next couple of weekends, and Fort Finley Playhouse, is this your first production?
I've done, like, musical theater for such a long time, but this is my first production at the Playhouse.
Gotcha. Very nice. Well, it's a lot of fun there. You finding that out? Yeah. So tell us about James and the Giant Peach. What's it all about?
So James is kind of like an orphan boy who lost his mom and dad. And then this magical guy named Ladderlord, he like comes up upon James and gives him a magic spell to make.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes the peach grow super big. And then James goes inside the peach to meet these like very cool bugs that become his family.
Ah, very cool bugs. I like that. Fantastic. So, I love
this. Does the Mitten Pratt think he can go on without me?
Dr. Andrew.
Hello,
Andrew
Rex.
Adams Miller. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Sliding in this morning?
Yes, literally. And you don't have school today, huh?
Yeah.
No school.
No school.
Along with a lot of others, right? And you play Aunt Sponge.
Let me bring her in.
Yeah.
Oh, Aunt Sponge actually hates this little boy.
Okay.
Except for he's our little helper. We make him do all of our work, and we're quite mean to him, it is.
Well, Chant, this is his first time at Fort Finley Playhouse, so yeah. But he's getting a full education.
Absolutely doing a wonderful job.
Good.
We love this kid.
Thank
His voice
you.
Is so good. He's so strong as an actor. Our whole audience is just is our audience. Our whole cast is so amazing. I think it's I want to be in the audience watching them.
Yeah.
You know, how you interact with the bugs are doing an amazing job. Our director, Jordan Galchuk, is doing such an amazing job.
Yeah.
Vicky Gardner, our producer, Craig V, as they call him, our music director, and our choreographer, Carolyn Guy. They just really brought this play together, James and the Giant Peach. Timothy Allen McDonald and Benji Pashk and Justin Paul have written it, and it's just allowed us to have so much fun. And then Mandy Boer and I play the two mean aunts who just terrorize this young man and lead him to want to be this lovely family with these insects. Of course, it starts with puppets, and then they become real-life people.
Awesome.
After the magic of Lotta Lord, Brad, and it's just been phenomenal.
It's really good.
It is.
It
you
is.
Will be so talented. And although most people see this as a children's show, it is. There's humor for adults.
Yeah.
I mean, you do not have to be a child to see the show. It's a date night show. It's also family friendly. And if you just like to laugh, you're going to really love it.
Get rid of the winter blahs already, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And I suggest you get tickets this weekend because we're already sold out on the two Sundays after this weekend. And we do run January 9th through 12th, 16th through 19th, and 23rd through 26th. And you can get more information at fortfinleyplayhouse.org/James and the Giant Peach or just fortfinleyplayhouse.org and look for this particular show.
Very good.
Aunt Sponge and our lovely...
James,
I call him my little maggot, and not because I love him.
James.
Awesome. So, yeah, check it out, Fort Finley Playhouse in Finley. So go to the website, fortfinleyplayhouse.org, for that. Chance Roddy, thanks for coming in. Enjoy your day off from school, right? Andrea Adams Miller, thanks for coming in.
100.5 WKXA.